Now time for a locker room chat with Onega head football coach Ben Kolterman. After a tough one last week to a very good Jackson Heights team, and once again you guys face another very difficult squad, kind of talking about your guys' schedule from this past year, a combined record of 39-17, that's an average of 5.5 wins per team that you faced this year. It was just a gauntlet here in 2023 for you guys.
Yeah, it definitely was. The schedule was tough. And like we kind of talked before, you know, I think we were able to put together some good quarters, some good series. But putting together four good quarters against good teams is tough to do. So there's some good mixed in there. You know, you got to kind of look at the tape. You can't just look at the score all the time. But, yeah, tough schedule and a tough year for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. You have guys like Race Fisher coming on, and he had himself a pretty solid season for the most part. A few games he kind of struggled a little bit, but he ultimately was a big reason for your guys' offensive successes when you guys had them. Moving forward, kind of talking about your guys' future here with this coming game against Valley Falls, which will be your guys' final game for the season. What are some things that you're hoping for to get yourself optimistic for the future?
We just want to play, like I mentioned, we want to play four good quarters. You know, we kind of want to put it all together and see what that looks like, you know, for a change rather than just pieces and bits and pieces here and there. We want to play four good quarters, this coming Friday. And, you know, we've got a solid, our juniors and sophomores this year, which will be our juniors and seniors next year, are a solid group of kids. And, we'll see what they can do this Friday.
How valuable of experience have those sophomores and juniors gotten this season, do you feel like?
More experience than we had planned on. You know, Race got dinged up. Henneberg was out a couple games also, so some guys had to step up. We moved some guys around defensively. You know, Keegan Vinnenberg stepped in at that outside linebacker spot and did a great job. We weren't sure what we were going to get there, but did great. Tristan Kuhlman, freshman, you know, our backup running back. He's been now with Race, being dinged up with the knee. We've moved him to running back for the last, four games now. So, yeah, invaluable experience he's gained there. So, yeah, that's just to mention a couple.
Go and step aside for a quick timeout, and we'll come back with Onega head football coach Ben Kolterman ahead of their game coming up against Valley Falls. Back here on Locker Room Chat with Onega head football coach Ben Kolterman after what was a rough season for you guys, but ultimately you have a chance to give yourself a positive note at the end of the year with a matchup against Valley Falls, who is also, like you guys, have just one win, but your guys' win comes against a Kickapoo Nation team in a scrimmage. But either way, you guys are very similarly matched up, I feel like. You mentioned it before we went on the air that you and also head coach White Hofstra of Valley Falls feel like this is going to be a pretty evenly matched game.
Yeah, we think so also. You know, we kind of, they're similar situation as us. You know, this is just their second year back playing 11-man football. You know, what we're seeing on tape, they do have some athletes over that way. They're going to be tough to defend. They like to spread it and move the ball around, you know, and get their playmakers the ball. So that's kind of what we're looking at there. And we'll see what we can do. But it should be a great matchup in the season for both teams.
Coach, do you feel like that in this game you're going to go with some of the younger guys in some opportunities to where you can start to see some invaluable experience in this game and what could possibly be a game that goes down to the wire? How important is it to get them a feel of a game that's really close and tightly contested to give them possibly a victory in a situation like that moving forward?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we're going to play to win. We'll put our best guys out there just like we tried to do all season. We're not probably going to make, you know, any huge adjustments to try to just get young guys in. You know, we're gonna suit up and put out our best guys, and if that's upperclassmen or young or lowerclassmen, that's who's gonna be on the field. We have a good idea of who those guys are, you know, and I think it's gonna be a mix. You know, you can't not talk about some of these seniors and juniors too that I mean, this is a game for them also, so we'd love to send the seniors out with a victory.
Yeah, kind of talking about your guys as seniors, give you an opportunity to kind of really shout those guys out and talk about how invaluable they've been to your program here in 2023.
Yeah, Tatum Lara, our nose guard and guard, four-year letterman, I believe, great kid, comes and works hard every day. Hunter Lehman, another kid didn't get a lot of mentions, tough, scrappy kid there every day, our kind of our vocal leader also, great kid. We think the world of Hunter. And then, obviously, Race, he's been around, everybody knows Race. Great kid, big tough football player. We really love Race. And then Christian Henneberg didn't make it out last couple of years, but decided a senior he's going to make a go of it. He's done some really good things this year, and we're proud of him.
Great stuff. Coach, thank you so much for your time today and this season as well, and best of luck against Valley Falls coming up.
Appreciate that. Thank you.
That was Onega head football coach Ben Coulterman here on Locker Room Chat, brought to you by Community Healthcare System, Blue Valley Technologies, and Mainstar Trust.